everyone. My name's Shahrzad, and this is Susan.
Hello. Hello, everybody. I was like, hello.
Hey. How's it going?
Not bad. Same as usual. I miss you. I miss your face. I miss giving you hugs.
Me too.
It's been tough, but you know what we did?
What?
We went out and drove to Palos Verdes, where you live, last
what?
Weekend.
What? You did?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
I feel like a little sad that I didn't know you were in my hood.
Well, we could have
done a honk drive-by at a minimum.
I know, but then what that was going to do? That was going to lead to, like, let's stop by. Like, yeah. Well, let's talk in the drive. Well, yeah. Come in for a drink. Well,
yeah.
Just go
in the pool. Yeah.
I know. It's almost impossible for me to think, because I really know, I know myself already. If I told you I was there and we were like, well, let's just talk in the driveway, I'd be like, shoot, you were hanging. Well, we've broken the seal. Let's just hang out.
No, you know? I know. For me, the drive-by thing is a tease, because yeah. I'm just not that kind of person.
No,
I'm going to hug you. I'm sorry. You're gonna
absolutely. And so, you know, we've been thinking about, where do we want to buy a house in the future and who do we want to be near and stuff. And obviously, you're one of the people that comes up in our minds a lot. So, okay. You know, we decided to do a little drive up there to see what that drive is like and
yeah.
Go look at the beaches and everything. So it was just nice to get out. We actually, like, we're really happy that we did it.
Good. Did you like it?
It's beautiful. It's exactly what you said. It's a gorgeous place. I hope people don't just start moving out there before we do and buy up all the property.
I know. Dinah's moving here.
I know. I love it.
I'm so excited. Yeah, it's like I said, it's really calm. I can walk to so many different hikes from my house. And which is like how I find peace, you know, as being outside in nature. So I've been doing a lot of that. My mood overall has been a lot better lately because we've been at the beach a ton. I'm thinking about maybe splurging on some boogie boards for my boys. I grew up with a boogie board and going to the beach in Santa Cruz when I was younger, and it was just awesome. And Idris is such a little like beach baby, and Cyrus is too. I mean, and Idris is really old enough, I feel like, to go in the waves, and Cyrus totally learned how to swim, which I'm so excited about. No more floaties for that guy. I mean, he needs to be like actively watched and stuff, but I'm really proud of him because yeah. We did a countdown for him to take his floaties off. And then he just completely started swimming.
That's amazing. You know, I love, like, these are the things you start realizing when you can't discipline your kids and get them, like, in control. You have to divert, right? It's like getting them to do stuff, giving them activities and what to do and you know, having fun instead of being focused on, like, trying to keep them quiet or something, or trying to make them, like, stay cool and stay calm while they're in the house. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, things are good. Things are better. You know, it's weird. I guess we're sort of settling into this new routine. It's not like a routine I would have ever chosen to be at home all the time, but I think the shock is kind of worn off now. I feel like for the first time ever with this whole homeschooling thing, like, I kind of got it down now. Like, we try and do as much stuff as we can at the beginning of the week, so we're a little bit more relaxed towards the end of the week. And that seems to help. And I'm also looking forward to summer break, because then we won't have any pressure for our homeschool. And then it'll really just be like, you know, play all day. And there's a weird calm that I've had lately. And I'm also just really excited about Michael and his business. And I'm excited that I get to be a big cheerleader for him. He's always been so supportive of me, and I really get to be a cheerleader for him and his new bourbon brand.
I love it. It's, you know, it's funny because, you know, at the beginning of this, it was all about, like, well, what do you do with your kids? How do you discipline them? So it kind of makes sense that we decided to bring on our next guest.
Angel is one of my favorite people. Angel and I met about 7-ish years ago on The Mom's View. We were both brought in to bring some flavor to The Mom's View, and we hit it off from the second that we met. Angel is an actress, a comedian, stand-up comedian. I've seen her perform. Susan's seen her perform. She's one of the funniest people I know. She's a host. She's a mom of 4 beautiful boys. She has a super handsome husband. I really feel lucky that I have her in my life. She has helped. She's really helped me figure out the kind of mom I want to be just by watching her mother. And you guys are going to love her. Angel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I love that you have your titty out.
titty out. Yes. Normalized breastfeeding. This fat baby was like, I don't care what your plans are for the day. You're going to pull that teat out.
I know, you make it look like it's so easy. I have one toddler boy and I go crazy. I look at your pictures on Instagram and everything, and I'm like, she looks like she's got everything together.
I mean, there are parts of it together, and then there's other parts that aren't. Like my house, my actual house is a mess, so I have to shoot everything. Like now, I'm shooting up towards the ceiling because the mess slows down the higher you get in my house.
You know what's so funny, Angel? I was thinking about this earlier when I knew we were going to chat with you. When I met you, you had one kid. You were done. You were like, I'm one and done. I'm good. Like, I don't need more than one. And little Marcus was, I want to say, what, 4 then?
If that,
yeah. Or closer to 5, maybe?
No, I think.
So he was 4. He was 4 when we met. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, I'm good. Fast forward.
I guess.
Totally 4 kids, 3 more boys. I know. Right. I think it's hilarious. You're such a good mom. I'm so happy you have so many boys.
I mean, I didn't know I was going to end up with all boys. Like, that is freaking crazy. But, like, if one thing, I'll tell you, I am glad I have a lot of kids during this whole time of self-distancing and quarantining, because they are each other's circus. Like, I don't have to be their entertainment. I was little Marcus's entertainment. Like, I had to juggle, do rings of fire for him. Now, they're their own rings of fire, and I love it.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm at right now. I am Nikasha's entertainment, and it really is driving me insane.
Yeah.
Can't Angel, imagine. Will you go over all the kids' ages?
Oh, of course. So my oldest is Marcus II, or as we call him, Little Marcus. He's 10. He'll be 11 this year. And I have 5-year-old twin boys. They turn 5 in March. And then I have a 9-month-old who is over here playing with my nipple. His name is Amar.
What have you been up to lately? I mean, quarantine, you got your boys entertaining themselves. That's great. You've been making the funniest content ever. It's just giving me life right now. Your podcast is crushing it. You look gorgeous. Are you so happy? I mean, what's new in Angel Land? I haven't seen you since January.
I know. I'm so glad that I took the time to come to you in your far off castle land. Because I didn't know this was going to happen. What I will say is, because I have like 2 careers that somehow don't, as close as they are, they don't always intersect the way I want them to. It is nice being able to focus on one of my career paths, because that usually isn't the case. Usually I'm trying to juggle, like, oh, I got an audition, or oh, I booked a movie or a TV show. So now I got to reschedule everything I thought I was going to shoot. So it's nice being able to like, almost shoot whatever I want to. I still have to juggle those kids being in school, but once they're out of school and we still up in this thing, I'll be able to really like anything that I've kind of had in my head that's been churning back there for a while, actually put it out. So that part is actually great, because I don't feel like I've ever been able to give myself as a influencer and content creator the amount of time and energy that it really deserves.
I'm sorry I didn't see it. I wish I did. Yeah, because you, Angel, you're an actress. I've seen you do stand-up comedy. You are one of the funniest people that I've ever met. You're constantly making me clench my vaginal muscles together to avoid urinating on myself. Like, there has been many a time where I'm like, giggles, because I'm about to pee, because you make me laugh so hard. And I love watching you just soar in this, you know, comedy influencer space too. But you do so many things.
Thank you. And I want to be good at the things. Like, when I look at you and Susan, you all wear big hats too. This is why I like you all. Y'all are some alpha females if I've ever met them. And you all do what you do so well. And I want to get to the point where, okay, yeah, I might do a lot of things, but I want to be like really good at them. So, just trying to get to that point, figuring out, and especially since we work in an industry that's still kind of like the wild, wild west, there's no one way to approach it. Just figuring out the way that speaks to me most. And I'm feeling like I've got to follow exactly what Sharza did, or I got to follow exactly what Susan did, or whoever else I look up to in this arena of work. But like, yeah, just figuring out what is Angel supposed to be doing? Bump what everybody else is doing. What am I supposed to be doing? So.
Yeah. Well, Mommy Confessions is great. And I think all your platforms are doing really well. So that's good.
Yeah. I actually love saying you go for it. Like I felt the turn, you know, you and I have had these talks too, yes. Where I'm like, focus, focus, Angel. What are you? Who are you? And you're, you know, and I feel it. I feel like this is really coming together. I can see it and I can feel it.
Thank you. Yes, Susan gave me a good lashing. She was like, so, I mean, what are you doing, though? Like, why are you, what is that? What are you doing?
I was like, I don't know, Susan. What am I doing?
No, I think it's hard. Listen, you're a multi-talented person. And I think sometimes when you're multi-talented, it's hard to be like, well, I'm good, but I'm good at everything. Like, I'm good at everything. Why do I focus on only one thing? So it's hard to, like, you know, figure out what you've prioritized in your life. But I think having four boys probably helps put that together too. And then going into self-quarantine.
Yeah, all of it. Like, I don't have an unlimited amount of free time. Not that anybody does, but mine definitely looks different. Like, there's a certain time where this baby is just not going to act right. So I've got to get certain things done before then, or that, you know, there's only certain time that I can shoot if I don't want to have the presence of a child. And then sometimes I realize, oh, that's just got to be worked into my brand. Children interrupting what I'm doing, interrupting the flow of what I want is just going to have to be a part of who I am. As you can hear him talking, he doesn't care. He knows this is a podcast. I'm sure of it. Podcast to know that this is not time for him to talk, but he's like, bet you I will. Bet you I'm going to make it into this podcast.
So Shahrzad, I told you last time that we talked that I've been using my Kenzie. I'm really excited about that because it's Kenzie, by the way, K-E-N-Z-Z-I, and it's a premium at-home IPL handset. And if you don't know what that does, it helps to reduce unwanted hair growth. And I have been using it under my arms. I've been using it on my legs. I'm pretty much just coming out of quarantine, pretty much hairless.
I love it. It's so efficient, effective, easy to use, reliable, safe.
Yeah.
You can do this all in the comfort of your very own home.
Truly, like after about 3 to 4 weeks of using it, I really start to notice that my hair growth was a lot slower. I feel like I'm almost like just completely smooth at this point because I've been using it for months. So I just kind of keep moving to new places on my body to use it so that I can be hairless.
Ooh, it's so easy. You guys just have to shave first and then Kenzie the area that you want hair-free and moisturize. Totally, totally easy. And then when you do this at home, you can actually save a bunch of money on getting laser hair removal treatments at a salon because it's significantly less expensive. Speaking of the price, we have a code. If you use the code FAM, you can get $55 off your very own Kenzie. That means the whole at-home laser system will only cost you $174. This is way less than the total cost of just one in-clinic laser session. So you can start spending less time shaving and you can do more of the things you love. Go to Kenzie.com. That's K-E-N-Z-Z-I.com and use the code FAM for $55 off your purchase plus free shipping. Woohoo! You know, Angel, I have to say, the last time I saw you at my house, you were with your whole family. You're with your husband and your four boys, and you guys came over for just a little bit. Your kids were so well behaved.
Thank you.
I was embarrassed of my kids' behavior, especially in comparison to your kids' behavior, because I felt like my boys were just wild lunatics. And you had four, and they were at somebody else's house, which sometimes I feel like my kids go even crazier at somebody else's house because they're like, ooh, new setting, new toys. Oh my God, what can I destroy here? And you came over and your kids were just like perfect. I mean, I know nobody's kids are perfect, but your kids were so disciplined and well-behaved. And I've always admired your approach to motherhood. I feel like you've always been strong and focused and you've been clear on who you are as a person. And it really reflects how you mother. And I wanted to talk about discipline because I think it's so hard to navigate like how you want to discipline your kids. There's so many different approaches. Do you, you know, are you going to spank your kids on the butt? Are you going to yell at your kids? Are you going to give them timeouts? Are you going to, you know, and then there's people like me that sometimes in the beginning we're just going in like, this is just a crapshoot. I'm going to do what feels good. And then it works or it doesn't. And then we try something else. I take things away. But I really have admired how you've disciplined your boys. And I wanted to talk more about that because, I admired it pre-COVID and I'm sure, you know, it's changed maybe a little bit during quarantine or maybe it hasn't. I feel like my disciplining has changed a little bit during quarantine. Maybe I'm a little softer.
Mine's different. It's Nikosh! That's all I'm doing.
But yeah, so I guess, like, how did you learn how to discipline your kids? Like, are you disciplining the way you were raised, or how what's this whole process? Let's talk about it.
Kind of, sort of. I would say one of the benefits I have is, one, I'm the youngest, and I became an aunt by the age of 6. And not aunt just in the term of that's a title, but like I literally had authority over children younger than me, as far as in, like, you know, by the time I was 12, I was babysitting my 6-year-old niece and my 5-year-old nephew. Like, so I feel like I had, granted, I did not think I was their mother. I was not confused about that. I was a glorified babysitter. But I think I got practice a lot earlier than most people. And then, yes, the way I was raised definitely has influenced how I discipline my children. My mother was very strict. I'm not as strict as my mother was, but I'm probably more strict than most of my friends are with their kids, especially most of my friends in California. While you saw my kids behaving well, and for the most part, my children probably behave way better out and about with around other people than what they do in the house, because we have a very big, you don't embarrass mommy out in public, or I will embarrass you out in public.
Ooh, I like that.
And that's, my mother used to be the same way with us. She was like, what you're not gonna do is embarrass me out here, because I'm gonna tell you who's gonna remember this moment more than the other. You're gonna remember this moment more than I will. We've always had a very just firm hand. Like, I'm so not a new age parent. Like, you know, I remember when little Marcus was in like play groups at 18 months and 2 years old, and the parents would be like, I'm gonna see what he wants to do first. Like, let me see if he can figure this out. Let me see if she can figure this out. I was like, this boy still eats his boogers. I'm not waiting to see if he can figure it out. I'm gonna do it. I'm here for a reason, and I'm going to guide him the best way I know how. And then once I feel like he can handle the responsibility to really make his own decisions, I'll let him do it. But I don't think he's clearly not, like, there's still crap stains in his drawers, you know, at that time. Like, I am not going to give him that type of responsibility as of yet. So, I mean, I could be completely wrong about how I'm raising my children, and there's a lot of school of thought on it. But, like, I'm okay with how they are turning out. As far as in quarantine-wise, I'm probably softer. I recognize that they're not getting the same type of outlet that they had when they were all going to school, when they had friends to yell at and play with and run around. So I understand that, like, we're all adjusting. It's not just me adjusting to the fact that I am helping with this whole distance learning with my 3 kids, but, like, they're also having to deal with, we ain't got no, I mean, we each other's friends, we're each other's playmate, but we're not doing the same stuff. So I try to show them some grace, but I also thank God for a backyard, because a lot of times that's what my, go to the backyard.
Outside.
Yeah, get away from me. Are we spankers? Yes, but not, like, my mother would spank me for the smallest stuff. These kids, they don't really know what a good spanking is.
Oh, no. My kids have no idea. No.
But do they sometimes get a little pat on their butt? Absolutely, but not often. Like, you see, they're pretty good, well-behaved kids. They know how to fall in line pretty fast. And when they can't, I know they just need a reset. And sometimes that reset is go lay down. Just go lay down, because your brain is stopped working. It's apparently not on board today. So you go lay down, and I will tell you when to come out. And then usually they pull it together. But, yeah, I don't know if I've just been blessed with calmer kids, or it's been a combination of mama and daddy got some firm rules, and they just have kind of accommodated.
Nikasha's 3, right? So it's like wild child age, right? Mm-hmm. It's his job to be kind of crazy. And, you know, we're dealing with, he obviously understands a lot. He knows what we're talking about when we tell him things, and he's pushing his limits, right? He's like trying to see, like, we say something like, don't do this. And then he's going to do it more, very purposely. Like, he's going to look at us with a big smile on his face and be like, all right, all right, I'm going to do it again. Yeah. And there's this weird line, like, we used to do timeouts with him. He doesn't care. He's like, throw me in timeout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know. And it's like, we've raised our voices. Yeah, we've done all of it, and it just seems to do nothing.
Mm.
And so we're kind of at this, like, end of the road where what do we do now? Do we just just ignore him now? I don't know.
You know, I have some friends that try the reverse. We've never, well, have we? I think we might use a little bit of both. Some of our friends, they, instead of focusing on the unattractive behavior, they really praise and reward the very attractive behavior. Because some kids just respond more to the praise than they do the correction. I think we sometimes use a mix of it. And what I mean by that is, like, if there's something that we really like that they do, we try not to glaze over it. Like, because that would typically be my standpoint, because I've always been an advocate for, I'm not about to reward you for something you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to reward you because you didn't punch your brother. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to punch your brother. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like when they're doing something that is especially nice, like if they go and get their brother a drink or something, or they do something, like, trying my best to acknowledge that and be like, that was so, I really appreciate it. Let me give you a big kiss or hug or whatever type of affection that they want. I know my kids will pick up on that, and then they'll try to do it more so they can get more of that. But I still am definitely about that. Like, I'm gonna correct your tail too. But some kids just don't respond to that at first. Like, and I get it. I can't, like, you know, sometimes you hope you can rewire a child, but some children are just really resistant. Yeah. Do it.
It's a good way of saying it, resistant.
Do you think you and Marcus agree on how to discipline, or do you ever butt heads, or does one of you sort of take the lead? Like, how does it work in your house? Because I feel like also with four boys, if you know, that have a lot of energy, just kids in general have so much energy, you have to run a tight ship.
Yeah.
Otherwise you'll just go insane.
Exactly. Because
I mean, I have to run a tight ship in my house, and I feel like I do, but obviously every now and then I feel like I need help.
You're like, I want to know. We, luckily, because we both have parents that grew up in the country in the South, culturally, we grew up with the same type of, like, in the same type of household. Marcus is just as strict as I am. We sometimes fluctuate on who's the more strict than the other one. Baby, like, he's more strict with baby than I am. This is the one that gives us the most help.
Is he saying mama?
Yes.
Aww, yeah. So cute.
He knows that I'm doing a podcast, though. He's like, I'm gonna talk. We just look like a little drunk old man. Marcus and I pretty much have the same like point of view. The kids definitely don't want to get on his bad side. Like, and when I'm tired of disciplining, when I'm just like, I'm just tired in general. I'm just like, I'm just going to tell you, daddy. And they'll be like, no. Even though I'll hear them when they're like doing something and got no business doing, but I'm like, just over it. Like eavesdropping. I'll hear them be like, I'm going to tell mommy. So they never use their father as like the I'ma tell daddy, because I don't think they want to bring their father anything. But they'll be like, I'ma tell my. They actually, they're now at the age where they enjoy seeing the other one get in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah. They really will be like, mommy. Yesterday, I think Sai had a little bit of an accident pottying. I think he waited too long, because he was too into a TV show, and Kai was ready. He came out of the room. He said, mama, stop peeing in his pants. Stop peeing on himself. And he just waited. He was like, I know you about to get off.
Oh, man.
I know you about to get off. Like, they find joy in getting the other one in trouble. But no, me and Marcus, for the most part, we are pretty in line with how we feel we should discipline our kids. Yeah.
I think it's helpful because sometimes I do find that when we're having a hard time disciplining, it's because we're not aligning on how we should be reacting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just kind of like, maybe it's a new situation.
Yeah.
And one person reacted first, but then the other, and when I say the other, it's usually me. I'm like, what was that?
You know? Right. Like, why did that happen? What? Yeah. What? Hmm.
Yeah.
Usually I'm the first line of defense because I'm around them more.
Yeah.
And for the most part, he just backs up what I say, but on occasion he gets them first and it hurts their feelings. But daddy to get on them, he ain't got to lay not a hand on them. For daddy to say anything, they are just crushed into just powder.
So I have to tell you, Shahrzad, I really felt like over the last couple of months in self-quarantine, my diet was really going to hell. I was just kind of like, I don't know, like there's no rules or something. And I really started feeling like I needed to get my diet back in order. So I'm so glad I have my Noom app.
I'm really happy you have your Noom app too, Susan. I love mine as well. You guys, Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with their food. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. And what I really, really like about Noom is that there's no food that's really off limits, meaning there's no good food. I'm doing air quotes, and there's no bad foods, also doing air quotes. Noom really teaches moderation, and it actually can be used in conjunction with many other pre-existing popular diets if you want.
There are a lot of things that happen psychologically with Noom, and I'm one of those people. Like, I need to be able to like train myself to not think of anything as a diet or a weight loss, you know? They really help you build that self-confidence and, you know, help you really just focus on self-care, which is a big deal to me. They also teach you how to subconsciously just make really good choices, and they teach you a lot of lessons. Like, you know, it only takes 10 minutes a day to change a habit, you know, and I don't know. It just makes it very easy and makes it feel like this is just a lifestyle and a way of being.
We're all human and humans go off track. And I like that there's no shame involved with Noom in any way, shape, or form. They just give you tips to get back on track the next day.
So you don't have to change it all in one day. It's all small steps to make big progress. So you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/fam. What do you have to lose besides some weight? Just visit Noom.com/fam to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/fam.
I feel like it's a popular conversation that just like continually is had and evolves, like the topic of disciplining your kids and how to do it. And I think there's a lot of different approaches.
Yeah.
Who knows what works, right? Like, I guess we'll figure it out when we're old and on our deathbeds, if we did it, you know, right, under air quotes, or wrong or whatever. But yeah, I feel like in my house, we started like taking privileges away a few, like maybe 2 years ago, because timeouts weren't working for us either. And you know, I didn't really know what to do with them so many different times. But yeah, we started taking privileges away, and that usually seems to work now. Like I'll threaten them with like, I'm going to take your privileges away. And the privileges are things like TV. Like I took their iPads away about almost a year ago. And because I was just honestly, the reason I took their iPads away, one of the main reasons was because it was causing so many problems. They were harder to parent when they had their iPads with them.
Yeah.
Because everything became a fight. Like if I said, okay, 20 minutes for your iPad today and that's it, 20 minutes, I'd set the timer, 20 minutes would be up, and then it'd be like, no, please, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like so sick of just constantly trying to fight with them about what, you know, what they were allowed to watch. And even if I was just strict with it, like, no, 20 minutes, that's it. There would be like fits and disasters and chaos. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
do this. This is done. I'm done. It's gone. Now you get to earn it if you want it. And they really have only earned it like a few times because I just don't even want to deal with it anymore. But so now I just take away like TV is like, and during quarantine, I feel like I'm so much softer too, because I feel sorry for them because they don't understand the global pandemic. I barely understand it, you know? Yeah. And so explaining to a 3.5-year-old and a 6-year-old what's going on, why they can't go see their friends or go to birthday parties or play soccer or whatever seems, you know, it just seems harsh. So I'm softer. I'm softy now.
You also don't want to punish yourself. Like
that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Like taking TV time away means that we have to now focus.
Yeah. I mean, my boys can play together well. Like they're 2.5 years apart. They can play together well for a limited amount of time before shit hits the fan. And then somebody's coming out of the room crying because they got beat with a Lego. You know, that's
right.
I got a Lego in my eye or in my ear, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I know. And again, I'm like, okay, I could give them a movie and then I could get like send an email out or do something. This it's going to be really hard to like rediscipline when this shit is over.
I think they're malleable. They'll remember what it is. And yeah, like I really feel like there's a fine line of trying to prove a point but causing yourself more anguish in trying to prove the point. That's why I'm like, there's a lot of parents who, yes, same situation of the iPad causes more problems than help. It's just like, well, then they ain't got to have an iPad.
Yeah.
There are kids that don't have shoes. So your child will be fine without an iPad if it avoids you from going crazy. Because, like, at the end of the day, I don't think parenting has to hurt all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's really where that's my philosophy, is that I don't want my kids to hold me prisoner. You know what I'm saying? Totally. I don't want their behavior to hold me prisoner to where I got to have things in place at all times in order for me not to feel like a prison riot is breaking out. Like, no, you're not going to make me miserable, because I'm going to tell you right now, I am that petty that I'll make you more miserable. Like, we're not going to do that. Like, we are not going to. We are all going to live in as much harmony as we can. We might have some risks here and there, but at the end of the day, it's not that I want you to be sad or upset. I want you to be happy, but you're not going to make me sad and upset trying to make your ass happy. That's just not, it's not going to happen. Can't do it.
Yeah. I think about my parents all the time because I'm the oldest. And then, you know, so like I got beat when I was younger. Like my parents were young parents, you know, my dad was like 19, my mom was 20 when they had me. And you know, they were just learning, right? Like they were just trying to figure things out, and they were still trying to have like a good time in their lives and be young and party and do all that kind of stuff. And then they had me, and I, you know, my personality is the same personality I was when I was a little kid. I wanted lots of attention. I was very rambunctious. I got into lots of trouble. And I was always getting beat, but I've watched, you know, my sisters, my middle sister is 5 years younger than me. And then my youngest sister is 7 years younger than me. And it's, you can see that transition of them being kind of like, all right, maybe we don't need to like put them in check too much. They almost never got spankings. Mm. So it was like almost infuriating to be a little girl and be like, why didn't you spank her for that? Right, I would have been beat for that. You know? That's funny to watch like that transition. Like Veronica, my middle sister, got it a little bit softer, but then Patty, it was just like, whatever, any rule goes.
Mm-mm. That's what happens, I think, as you get older as a parent. Like this child, he's going to be able to get away with a lot because we're tired. Okay? we're tired. And I don't plan on, he's not one yet. So he's got probably 12 more years of me parenting him. By 13, his older brother is taking over.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not parenting him. I'll be like, hopefully you'll figure it out and see if your 23-year-old brother can help you. Because But I think that's what happens, is that as we get older and have more kids, it's just like by the time we're just like, you know what, it's all good. Like, do whatever you want. You can have soda. It's 3 a.m. It's fine. New teeth later. I don't have to fight.
They're all gonna fall out anyway. You're gonna get new ones.
It's true. I remember my parents being like, I don't know, like my younger sisters would ask for permission to do something, and my dad would say, I don't ask Susan.
Exactly. It's just like, oh, you get so tired, you realize. I think when I first was, we were trying our best to get it right, so we're like on top of it. We're like, okay, so you gotta eat here, and you gotta eat this, you can't have this because that has all these things in it. And then by the time we get to the last one, we're just like, you know what? Go ahead. What is rival flavor? It's fine. It'll be fine.
Angel, what else is going on in your world? Thank you, first of all, for sharing that, dropping the knowledge on discipline, because you're doing a fabulous job on this whole mom thing.
I wish, because I have a child sitting here still trying to talk to me when I didn't wave them on several times. They know. My kids know when I'm working, because they're like, she can't get up and do anything because they're recording, and they'll see her.
what kind of fun things are you working on?
You know, I'm having just a really good time with our podcast.
Is this going to cause an argument? Is this going to cause a fight?
No, you were right. Yeah, first okay. Is this okay. going to cause an argument is one that I do with my husband. And then I have mommy confessions. And then I just started a new one with my very close friend, Brisha, called Hold On To Your Edges, which is just like a pop culture type of podcast. So doing all that has been really, really fun. The biggest project that I feel like I'm producing right now is my son's fifth grade culmination. They were going to put together some sort of dull.
Terrible.
Dull. Yeah. And I was like, I will not tolerate this. So I had to bring my camera guy up to the school. I was like, we're going to get the drone out. We're doing some aerial shots. I'm playing. I was like, the teachers, you gotta get the bubbles. We're gonna just shoot the bubbles. The drone will go through the come on. So that, I don't know why I agreed to take this on, because I'm now like, the amount of work that's on my plate right now is a lot. But that's actually like, it's like a love, kind of my love letter to the school, because my son had an amazing 6 years there, and the twins won't be going there. So that's been something big that I've been working on. But that and the podcast is this gonna cause an argument, mommy confessions, and hold on to your energy.
And I know Janet Jackson reposted a video of you, so I know that was a big highlight. Just yes. Meet Beyonce next, and then you're set, right?
Oh my gosh, I will die. I truly will. Yeah, I need to start. I was trying to get into TikTok. Y'all, I don't even know.
I can't. I tried. I can't. I'm done.
I did like 4 videos, and I keep saying, like, every day I'm like putting on my to-do list, do a TikTok video. And me and TikTok ain't TikTok. We have not clicked. I don't know how people do it. It's just not an easy, like, translation. Like, you know, like, there's some people, the stuff they do translates very easily over the TikTok. And you would think that since I do comedy, I'd be able to. My brain is like, sis, have all the seats. It's not for you.
I know. I tried too with TikTok, and I'm just not into it. I feel like I'm spending less and less time on social media lately, and that's my sole problem right now, is to like not add in anything.
Yeah.
I tried. I failed. I'm over it.
I'm still trying. I'm still trying to crack the TikTok.
You're trying to crack it? Of course you are. Oh, you know, what I've really been working on, and I was like, one day Susan and Shark Live will be very proud of me. I've been watching makeup and skincare videos like crazy.
Great.
Because I want to learn how to, well, heck, we don't have a choice. No telling how long we're going to be in this. I want to learn how to really do my makeup really, really well, because no telling when somebody's going to be able to touch my face again. So I've been watching just so many makeup tutorials. And then I have all these beauty products that I never use. And so I said, let's see if any of these work. We're going to find out. So yeah, that's what, because usually my skincare routine is soap, the same soap that I use on my body, and lotion.
And yet your skin looks so good.
It was amazing. You're one of those people. It's like the most infuriating thing to ever hear. It's like, I use soap and lotion on my face, and look at that glow.
And look at it. You see the glow? People are like,
I've known you for a long time. You've never had a breakout, and you don't even have a wrinkle.
Oh, thank you. But listen, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
But I have been trying some stuff to see, like, if I notice the difference. I'm like, do y'all see something? Is it inner glow?
And you feel a difference? He's like, and no.
You know what? Your nighttime routine is your moment. It is your time. It is quiet time. Everyone leaves me alone when I'm doing my skincare routine.
I wish I had that. Like, I'm going to be honest, Susan. This is going to be on my face in the morning. But
no!
Because this will not get wiped off at night. My pillow will look like someone wrangled a clown. And in the morning, I'll eventually wipe it back off. But there's no nighttime for tea.
It's crazy that your skin is so, I know, so good.
It's like infuriating.
I told somebody, I think I told Nikki, I said, I'm going to do one of these skincare videos, and hopefully Susan will find it.
You told me that too. Yeah.
Where I'm just going to wake up, makeup smudged on my face.
Oh my God.
I remember, I think I saw you one of the days recently, mm-hmm. that like Nikki had done your makeup, and you were like, and I'm going to bed sleeping like this, like I'm in a coffin, and I will wake up with my makeup perfectly preserved. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I move around in my sleep too much. I sleep on my face, and I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, this is growing up. Growing up as a Black girl, when you get your hair done for prom and you sometimes have to get it done the day before, you learn how to like sleep like this, like sitting up, just because you don't want to ruin your hair because you can't go back to the hairstylist. So you just go like keeping my face together. It's all the same. You just sit up in a recliner and just don't put your face down.
So is like dying inside right now.
I get it though. I get it. You know, my favorite thing is that, you know, people have been asking for like hair tips too, right? Like during mm-hmm. quarantine, like how to care for their hair. And mm-hmm. I always think, you know, Black women have it right, because you guys go to sleep with your hair either done or you have it like in a bonnet.
Absolutely.
And it's protected mm-hmm. and taken care of. You've oiled it down, whatever it is that you do. I'm like, you know, the people that have it right are not, not the Asians.
You're like, my hair is going to grow out of my head looking gorgeous regardless. It's just going to come out of my head beautiful. You need to deal with these women who got to treat it like, I mean, we have to treat our hair like it's a baby in the NICU. We're like, do not breathe too hard on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to snap.
And see, that's how I treat skin.
You're like, yeah, it's precious. Don't you touch it. Don't touch it.
This is a baby.
I wish this was in person.
I do too. I miss both of you. I just
don't get me started.
It's been a long time of isolation. Yeah,
I know. So it's
pretty nutty.
Yeah, and COVID took a crap on my birthday. You know, this was my big 40th this year.
What? Oh my
God!
You were kind of chill about it.
July.
Okay.
July 3rd.
Yes, July 3rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you say I look chill about it? Is that what you said?
No. Well, I thought it passed. Like, I thought you were saying that it passed.
Oh, No. It passed. I'm still trying to figure out what I can salvage this year that'll make it something epic. I said I was going to print out pictures of my friends' faces and put them on balloons in the backyard and party.
And Angel, you're like me. You do a big birthday for yourself every year. I'm the same. I'm like so sad. My birthday's in 10 days and it's 37. It's a stupid age, but I'm still gonna just
but still, you like to celebrate it.
I like a celebration to mark the end of something and the beginning of something. I like graduations, I like birthdays, I like anniversaries. If it's a good time to sit, reflect, think, mm-hmm. grow, all that stuff, process, and it feels good to party. And I like to party like you. I like to just be social and throw parties and dance and get a little sideways.
I'm hoping we got a little bit of time. I'm hoping that by July, while I know we'll still be sheltered in place, but they'll be like, you can have six people.
Yeah.
In one spot. And then I'll just.
I think truly at the end of the day, we all have to just start learning what we have to do to get through this.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends was like, I found a testing center. I'm just going to get tested a couple of days before your birthday so I can have my test results. And if it's negative, I'm coming. I'm coming to see you.
Well, not just that. Like, you know, this isn't going away, right? This isn't going away.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon. No. So we have to figure out, you know, we know that, like, when we get in a car, for instance, we've got a very high chance of getting very hurt in a car.
Right.
So we've now learned that we have to wear seatbelts. We have to have airbags. That kind of stuff. So I think there's going to be a learning process that starts to take place over the next couple of months, because people can't just stay inside for the rest of their lives.
No, you're right. I completely agree with you. We'll just have a different way in which how we are in each other's space and how we deal with ourselves hygienically that will hopefully, you know, become a new normal for most people so that we can keep from getting each other sick.
Exactly.
Angel, sadly, our time is up. I love you so much.
I love you more.
I hope I get to do a long distance, slow motion hug and run towards you one day in the future with wind blowing in our hair and music playing in the background. That's my dream.
Am I going to do that? And then I'll be over on the side like you. Oh, where's my hug?
What do you do? My dragon's a hug too? I'm going to come on, Susan, get in it.
Yes. Love it.
I love you. So just, will you give a shout out to your social media handles just in case anybody's fallen in love with you, which I'm sure they have.
I hope they have. You can follow me at that, T-H-A-T, Chick Angel, on every single social media platform. And again, I have three podcasts. Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Mommy Confessions, and Hold On to Your Edges. Like, hold on to your seats, but you're holding on to the sides of your hair.
Cause I was going to say, like, the edges.
Yeah, we ready to snatch them with all the tea we got to spill. So, yeah, you can find me on any of those places. And, yeah, I hope to see you there.
Good. Okay, Angel. Well, we love you. And thank you for sharing all your knowledge and being fabulous. And we will talk to you soon.
Okay,
love you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I love Angel. I'm so glad that I got to meet her. I met her through you, obviously. And she's always, I mean, I'm always just like, smiling. Like my smile whenever I'm around Angel is like so big that I'm sore afterward.
Same. I know you guys have, if you've seen the fam YouTube channel, you've probably seen Angel before. She's a riot. She's hilarious. She's really honest. And I'm a big fan. Check her out. Check out her podcasts, her social media handles. She posts hilarious content. And what else can I say? I'm a fan. I'm delirious.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. We love you.
We'll see you next. We won't see you. You'll hear us next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.